everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to a brand new season of OHL News, presented by Bauer. We're with you here every week throughout the 2018-2019 Ontario Hockey League season to bring you some of the news and notes from around the Ontario Hockey League and let you hear from some of the players, coaches, media members, and more on what's happening around the OHL. OHL opening week got underway Wednesday night as the Saginaw Spirit hosted the Sioux Greyhounds, and it was the Spirit that came away victorious in a rematch of last year's first-round playoff series won by the Greyhounds. But this time, newcomer Cole Perfetti scored 2 goals for the Spirit, while Albert McNash had 3 points to lead Saginaw to the victory. Then plenty more action on Thursday evening, highlighted by the Peterborough Petes winning their home opener against the Kingston Frontenacs, and Hunter Jones pitching the shutout in goal there for the Peterborough Petes in that one. Other action on Thursday evening saw the Barrie Colts pick up a big 9-2 win over the Owen Sound Attack, and Windsor needed overtime on home ice to defeat the Guelph Storm. That brings us into a busy weekend of action throughout the Ontario Hockey League. You can follow all the action at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Meantime, 4 OHL teams are ranked in the start of the season CHL Top 10 rankings. While the MasterCard Memorial Cup host Halifax Mooseheads are number 1, the London Knights are number 2, the Niagara Ice Dogs coming in at number 5, the Saginaw Spirit at 8, and the Ottawa 67s coming in at the number 10 spot. Honorable mention to the Oshawa Generals. Meantime, the CHL import draft brings players into the Ontario Hockey League every season. They often come from countries such as Russia, the Czech Republic, Sweden, and Finland. How about England, though? We don't often see a player in the Ontario Hockey League from England, but Liam Kirk has joined the Peterborough Petes. He's a draft choice of the Arizona Coyotes and now a member of the Petes, and we chatted about getting used to the Liflock City. Joined by Liam Kirk of the Peterborough Petes, and Liam, Thursday night got your first regular season OHL game in the books. You got a win, you got an assist. What's it been like joining the Peterborough Petes over the last little while?
Yeah, it's been really good. Obviously, coming to a new organisation can be a little difficult, especially me, generally, I'm Sheffield, so it's a little different, but no, everything's good so far. I've got a great bunch of guys and got back from Arizona, and I was just kind of ready to play and get the season started, so it was really good to get that first game under my belt, and especially when it's a win.
What did you know about the Ontario Hockey League, and of course with that, the Peterborough Petes, before you came over?
I just knew that it was, you know, it's the best junior hockey league in the world, and you know, it's known for developing players into the NHL and moving them on, so obviously that's what I want to do. I want to play in the NHL, so it felt like the right move to me to come and play junior, and Peterborough obviously seemed like a good place to go, you know, go and start that process, and they've got a new coach and staff, and they have the same background as I did, in a way. They've played in Sheffield, or they've played in the Elite League, so it's been good.
And that's the thing, did you find with Coach Wilson having familiarity with the Elite League back in Britain, that you could kind of, when you talk to him, you guys could kind of relate a little bit?
Yeah, obviously we can relate, and he's played in Sheffield and knows what it's like, he knows where I'm coming from, so but you know, it means that with him know what I'm coming from, it can be hard on me as well, and make sure that I'm doing the little things right, and you know, progressing as a player and developing, because that's obviously the main focus.
What has been any differences in style on the ice between the British Pro League, you know, as a professional league with men's league you were playing in last year versus now playing in an OHL league like this? What's have you found has been different on the ice?
Everything happens a little quicker, obviously, with the smaller ice, and especially in Peterborough. Everything happens really quick, and guys are on you really quick. You don't have much time to, you know, settle the puck down and make plays. You have to get it and give it. And something I struggled with at first was kind of adjusting to the ice, and I'm sure it'll take time, but yeah, like I said, everything happens so quick, and you know, it's the league's full of young guys and they're all trying to prove themselves, so everyone's been really aggressive, and it's a really fast-paced game, so but it's fun to play in, so it's good.
Peterborough's famous for what they call the square corners. In your first couple practices, did you have to figure out where the puck was going sometimes with a few of those bounces?
Yeah, still not really used to it yet. Like I said, North American ice is adjustment in itself, and Peter was even smaller with the corners and the board. So it's something that it'll take time to get used to, but yeah, when we get there, we'll get there.
I know in last year you had a couple teammates that played in the OHL, John Armstrong, Scott Arson. Did you ever talk to them about the Ontario Hockey League, or even, you know, after you knew you were coming to Peterborough?
Yeah, I talked to a few of them before I left, and they obviously put the word out to a few of the guys that they've played with or they know that are still around in the league and have a coach, you know, involved with teams, and just they just told me what it's like, and it'd be good for my progression, and they said the same thing as what everyone else says, and it's the best junior league in the world. So if you want to progress and move on to the NHL, then that's the place to go. So,
growing up playing minor hockey back home, what was the travel like, you know, in terms of the routines? You know, people know what it's like here in terms of, you know, the practices, the games, the tournaments and things like that. What was the schedule like for you growing up playing minor hockey back home?
Juniors back in England, we pretty much just trained once a week on a Monday night. If you were fortunate enough to play up, then you could train twice, but mainly on the same night, so it was a little different. Over here, you don't really get ice time when you want it. You don't really have people. As a team, you don't really go and work out in the gym or anything. You don't get introduced to that until a later stage. So a lot of stuff you have to kind of work on your own if you want to get better.
And I guess that's at the end of the day what you knew, that at some point to get better, to get that opportunity, you're probably going to, especially after being drafted by Arizona, make a move to something like the OHL.
Yeah, exactly. I knew that if I wanted to make it in the NHL, I've got to work on my game, work on improving my physical strength. And moving to the OHL was it was the right idea and the right time for me to go and do that and develop in North America with the North American style of game and kind of adjust to the that game quicker.
What did it mean to you and your family last June when you were selected by the Arizona Coyotes in the NHL draft?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It kind of meant a lot, especially being someone from England. You don't really expect that, but it's kind of good to have that milestone. But it's just a step on the ladder. So there's going to be a lot of hard work put in from now and from making the NHL. It's something that I'm willing to do because I want to do it. So.
That was Liam Kirk of the Peterborough Petes, a draft choice of the Arizona Coyotes, and a British import, you might say. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. Our first show of the 2018-2019 season. My name is Terry Doyle. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.